time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' walk-off win over Minnesota on Wednesday afternoon.
Pounding the zone with his fastball. First, I just want to give credit to our pro scouting department, front office, for that's an amazing sign right there. Helped us win a Major League Baseball game and looks outstanding. So to go out and find someone like that that's 35 and hasn't pitched in the big league since 2017 and go have that kind of performance out, did more than what we asked him to do. I think he threw 4 1/3 his last start or his last time out, and he goes out and goes into the sixth inning against the Major League Baseball team. Just a credit to everybody there for especially to him, but I want to give a shout out to our pro scouting department for finding a quality pitcher and person like Albert.
What made the
Well, it was what we saw in spring training where he just throws a ton of strikes. So fast, aggressive with his fastball. It's got a ton of life, 95 to 97. He's got confidence in his other pitches also. He just really knows how to pitch. But he steps on his fastball when he needs it. And if you go, I mean, I was looking back at some innings on the iPad there. I mean, rarely misses a spot. So command of a 95 to 97 mile an hour fastball and is able to do things with his cutter and his changeup also. It's amazing.
About the significance of being back at this level for Albert.
Well, I know he's very thankful to be back in the big leagues, and he just told the group that. But we saw in spring training just how mature he is. He's a grown man. I mean, he just was appreciative in spring training. He was appreciative of the opportunity, and then to go out and get a call late last night that you're starting in the big league team tomorrow. I don't know what I don't know if he slept last night at all, but yeah, it's just a really cool story.
Another big moment for Cedric today. I mean, is this the best you've seen him since early last season?
This is Cedric Mullins. He got banged up at the end of the year last year, but the first half, 2/3 of the year, this is what he did for us. He got drives runs in. He causes chaos on the bases. He plays a Gold Glove center field. He's just a huge igniter for our offense, and awesome to see him get that home run tonight.
I know Suarez was in camp for pretty much the entire time. Was he in talks at all to make the team
in
the season?
Yeah, I mean, it was really impressive in camp. So we kept him there pretty much right till the very end, and knowing that I'm sure, you're always going to need starting pitching depth, and we felt great that he was going to Norfolk as starting pitching depth for us because of what we saw. You never know if that translates into the big leagues or not with the third and fourth deck, but it sure did today.
Navigating this stretch without Tyler for the next 2 weeks, do you envision Albert getting more starts, or is that still?
Yeah, I can see him getting more starts.
Thank you.